In 2 Chronicles 14, there is a great story which I've marveled at for years. Just realizing the size of this battle scene is truly a stretch of my imagination. It was big. I mean, really, really big. The scene opens in verse 3, revealing that Asa did right in the eyes of the Lord, and the land was at rest, which was a wonderful thing. Verses 5 and 6 show how the king built up the nation and the Lord gave them peace. They had created an army of about 580,000 fighting men to defend their little nation. No small number for sure. But then a guy named Zera comes out of Ethiopia with a 1 million man army, and he wants to fight. Between the two warring nations, that is 1.5 million people, and that's just those who were considered fighting men, all gathered in one spot to fight to the death. That's like the entire population of Phoenix, Arizona, or all of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, going to war. These people were serious. Think about it. If you give each person a 4-foot by 4-foot area to stand in, lined them up shoulder to shoulder, front to back, 1,040 feet deep, there would literally be a line of people nearly 4 miles long, and they had gathered for the purpose of war. As the story goes, down in verses 12 to 15, the Lord defeated the Ethiopian army, and the men of Judah chased them all down until none of that million was left alive. At least, that's how I read it. There is no mention of the armor bearers, the cooks, the livestock keepers, the tent erectors, the carpenters and blacksmiths, the fire starters, the water bringers who served not only the fighting men, the livestock, but all the attendants for the leadership and their staff. There were the quartermasters who managed the stores, lots and lots of stores. And now, in the end of chapter 14, all those fighting men are killed off and God gave the battle to Judah. Who's going to deal with all those dead bodies? If we laid each dead man of Zerah's army out on the ground, gave them approximately 12 square feet of space, laying them head to toe 1 acre wide, there would be a line of dead men approximately 1 acre wide by nearly 11 miles long. Do the math. After the big battle, the unsung heroes that no one mentions cared for the wounded, brought water and food, picked up the miles of trash left behind by an enormous army as they moved down the countryside marching to war. The unsung heroes, which scouted out in front and even took the time to count the numbers in the Ethiopian army, didn't get not even a meritorious mention. But yet, if they each had not functioned in their given capacity at the necessary time, I seriously doubt things would have gone as well as they did. Truth be told, that is how things go largely for most of us. We speak the gospel in our words or actions, in our small way, in our little corner of the world, and the Lord is gracious to us and makes provision and appointment wherever we go. Friends, where the appointment is, therein is the provision, and you got to catch that. Where the appointment is, therein is the provision. Most of us are so often those who take care of the details, arriving early to tidy up, pray, and invest in the hope of the church the Lord gave us to be in, to bear witness to the power and glory of God. Let's be inspired by these unsung heroes, ordinary people doing what they know to do, playing a part in history, I believe all to be told one day in heaven on the great day of the Lord. Phil Keaggy wrote, "And there will be no more crying. He will wipe away every tear from his children's eyes and put a smile on their faces. What a happy day when we see our Lord in paradise, crowned as King of Kings. What a day that will be, oh, what a day that will be."